Eventually on this busy day, we have the chance to speak to you, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Alan, I'll start with last night. How challenging was the situation at Bloomfield Walkway for your team?
Yeah, it was a challenging incident to deal with last night. Obviously, normally in the 11th night, there would be other mitigation in place. So we had a number of properties last night that, you know, hadn't been boarded up, hadn't been protected. So our crews were on the scene very, very quickly. And they worked in extremely punishing conditions to do all they could to protect those neighbouring properties. And there has been a number slightly damaged, but we've managed to work extremely hard to protect those houses.
Was it a reckless act to light that fire?
Look, Frank, as I said this morning in many media outlets, the Fire and Rescue Service, our primary role is to protect the public and also to protect our firefighters. And we have had a consistent message. And I know I've been on your show for many, many years, and we haven't changed that narrative. And the safety guidance that we're trying to put out there is based on that simple 1-to-5 ratio. And that has been consistent for the last 10 years. So we've made sure that we're communicating to bonfire builders, to community groups, to elected representatives, to councils, etc., that that is the guidelines that we are working off. So really, last night, a lot of the things were out of our control, and ultimately, as a Fire and Rescue Service, we had to respond to protect the community.
And those houses were at serious risk. You hosed the houses as opposed to hosing the fire.
Well, we had to manage both, okay? So when we pulled up, there was no point of us trying to dampen down a fire that was already heavily established, because the radiated heat would have still caused damage to the properties. So at that point, we had to cool the properties and prevent fire spread getting into the houses. So very much our initial efforts were protecting the properties and making sure we cooled down everything, prevented any radiated fire spread. And then by that stage, the bonfire, we'd managed it down to a size that it was no longer at risk. And again, obviously, Frank, we're through an extremely busy period at this time over the last 2 weeks. So it was very much about trying to get our crews off the scene and back to support wider service delivery if required.
And what about the next 12 to 24 hours? That becomes incredibly busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, Frank, look, and as I said there, it's been a very busy few weeks for us. You know, you've seen the footage yesterday. You've seen the work we're doing with the Irish Air Corps in Newry. That's going to continue on today. Yesterday, we dealt with 90 gorse fire incidents alone yesterday. Our calls were up 6% yesterday from the day before. In the last 2 weeks, we've dealt with over 1,200 gorse fires right across the province. Now, that involves us often, you know, relieving our crews, sending in fresh crews. All our personnel have been working extremely hard for 2 weeks. And, you know, I'd like to praise the efforts of everybody in our organisation for rising up that challenge. But we're facing a very busy night tonight. Last year, we dealt with 56 bonfire-related incidents across the province. And no doubt we will be busy again tonight. And, you know, I'm just making this plea now that as a Fire and Rescue Service, we just want to protect the community. So if a plant is right tonight at the end of an incident, it's there to protect property and protect life. And I would just make, you know, that plea there that to let us do our job tonight.
Those gorse fire pictures, it's a reminder of how challenging it can be to bring fires under control. And the last thing we want is the Fire and Rescue Service to be as stretched as you seem to be. Some rain today, which is a welcome sight, but we must not take it for granted that the countryside is any safer than it was.
No, definitely. Look, a bit of rain is welcome, Frank, no doubt about that. But again, it won't change the fire risk levels. It'll dampen down, yes, the vegetation a piece. But we have areas of deep-seated burning that has been burning for a number of days. And, you know, a small bit of rain isn't going to deal with that. And again, as I said, we've been dealing with, like, we've contingency arrangements in place. You know, our command room's been up and running. We've been rotating crews. We've been bringing on decent resources. So we've been managing it and coping for the last 2 weeks. It has been a busy period. And look, tonight we're going to have a very busy night.
Okay.
And all I'm asking is we put the guidelines out there, consider our guidelines, work with us, and we want to keep everybody safe. That's the public and also our firefighters.
Absolutely. Alan Walsley, thank you very much indeed. And those fires you're talking about around Slieve Gullion and whatever, appalling gorse fires.